Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You ask, Dirt and Sprague answer.
Yeah.
This is the Mail Sack.
Mail Sack time.
Mail Sack.
Brought to you by Sparta TRT.
This is Sparta!
Committed to safe, simple, straightforward testosterone replacement and male performance therapy. Go to SpartaTRT.com for more.
Mail Sack.
Hey, welcome back in. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague, your Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It is time for the Sparta TRT Mail Sack. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of live, SpartaTRT.com. Before I start answering Mail Sack questions, there's something that needs to be addressed on the show. We need to
definitely bury the lead.
Something has been buried today.
Well, we buried it a little purposely, but
yes,
we wanted to save it for the right time. This is the right time.
There may or may not have been somebody wanting to ask a question in the mail sack today. And before we allow that question to be asked, there needs to be a simple happy birthday to you. Okay, stop. Enough. That's a copyrighted song. My apologies.
That is actually a copyrighted song.
Who copied? Really? The
two
person
sisters
who wrote
it.
Oh, pound sand.
LeBron with his Taco Tuesday. Is that what we're dealing with here?
I love that that was an actual producer moment and not an awkward moment of like, please stop singing that.
We can legally stop.
Literally, please stop singing that.
I don't want a bill.
Happy birthday, old
Thank
balls.
You.
How we doing?
Huh? We're good.
Hey. Senior Citizen Day.
Yeah, that is the mail sack question.
Yeah.
From @FanSwag on Twitter.
@FanSwag, okay, what you got?
Now that I am 55, what are the top senior discounts in the Portland area that I need to make sure to avail myself
every
of?
Every breakfast.
Yeah.
Every breakfast.
We need to hear from the seniors out there.
Why didn't you chime in during the cafe?
Yeah.
Because you were on a roll. You had a lot of audio. There was a lot of stuff going on in the cafe.
It was a full cafe today. There was a lot going on in the cafe today. Yeah, I know I don't want to speak for my dad, but what I do know about him for his senior discount usage is there is a day. I don't know. Don't quote me on it. I don't know what day of the week it is.
Ah.
Fred Meyers has a senior discount day.
Oh.
10% off.
And he's like,
on the first Tuesday of every month.
I'm pretty sure religiously the first Tuesday of every month he goes.
All right.
And buys a butt ton of stuff at Freddy's.
10%.
Yeah, man. 10% is 10%. Is 10% 10%?
I think it's a dollar.
Is it 10%? Depends on what you're buying. What are you buying at Freddy's?
Come on.
Huh? Freddy's has everything, don't you know?
If I go to
Freddy's.
What's
on your list today?
And
you'll find it.
I check the old bottle return fund account, and I get the bonus on the bottle return fund.
Wait a minute. There's a senior bonus on the bottle return?
No. There's a bonus if you... So rather than just getting cash out,
okay,
if you get it as store credit at Fred Meyer,
you get a bonus. Okay,
can't remember. I think it's 20%.
Can I chime in on the bottle return thing?
That's not a bad idea.
I had a bunch of bags.
Yeah.
From the weekend of building a fence, we had 5 bags specifically.
Yeah. Are you using the appropriate green bags
with the stickers?
Slap the QR code on there.
The dirty secret in my area is don't go to Fred Meyer. Their bottle return is always too full to even stuff them in.
Ah.
It is always crowded over
you
there.
You go to the new seasons, which nobody knows takes those because it's quietly done.
That's true.
And it's more ritzy.
I rolled in with 5 bags yesterday, like 5.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, we can only take 4.
Okay.
And I was in a weird mood, and I just thought, this one bag's going to make or break the entire deal.
Exactly.
So can I do 4, walk around the block, and then do 1?
Exactly.
Can I do 4 and give this bag to my wife, who will then literally walk in front of me to show you that this is a stupid rule you have?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
Anyways, I didn't argue. I didn't comment, but I just thought, you really are holding firm on the 4 so hard that this 5th bag has to walk back out with me?
That's pretty stupid.
It's in my car right now.
That's pretty stupid.
Really dumb. I'm looking up discounts right now, by the way, for you, Swag, with 55 and over. Here you go in the Portland area.
People are texting in golf courses is a good
golf
one.
Golf courses
Amtrak.
Is a good one.
Oh. Amtrak. Somebody said there's a super senior flight discount you could get.
Oh, this is 65 for Amtrak.
I got to wait.
Oh, yeah. 10 more.
Okay, Fred Meyer, we established that. Goodwill, 55 and older.
Okay. Nope. Not a big thrifter, but you know.
Oh, the Lloyd Center ice rink.
Sorry, that's
not going
to happen. R.I.P.
Michaels, do you like crafts?
I need some frames.
Maybe you can.
Are they still doing frames?
I don't know.
Dude, most of these are like 62 and 65. Oh, it's kind of weird.
That's kind of bogus.
Why 62?
Let me get it at 55, damn it. How does it feel to be 55?
Not that much different.
Yeah, it feels the same.
Yeah.
Pinched grow an inch. T-Mobile has phone plans for 55 and older.
Yeah?
Don't think I'm not calling
it's
that.
Called their gray plan.
That's okay.
You allow it.
Yeah,
at 55, you have to. You don't even really have a choice.
Yeah, it hangs a little lower.
Well, happy birthday, Swag.
Thank you.
If you got any good senior discounts, text them in, 503-864-6326.
Let me know where I need to go.
Where does Swag need to go start doing some shopping?
You know you've really reached senior citizen life. Like, I know by some technicalities you're there, I guess, the discount. You will know truly you're a senior citizen when you're in a McDonald's at 5 a.m. eating breakfast with your best friend. That's when you know... I'm old.
I'm ready for a coffee.
55? Yeah, you're a little older than some.
Yeah.
You're not old.
No.
You're old when you're in McDonald's
That's
at 5 a.m.
Right. 5 a.m. Just having a cup of coffee.
Breakfast.
Cup of coffee. Yeah. Eating it inside. Yeah, why not? It's cheap. Mail sack question. Power rank ways Tommy Two Nichols can win back the fan base. One, retire Roy and Aldridge jerseys. Two, change the uniforms to any throwbacks of your choice.
Yeah.
Three, bring back the Chalupa at 100 points. Four, announce you've bought out of the Mona to keep the Rose Garden name. Oh. Or five, hire Mike Barrett to replace Kevin Calabro.
Well, Kevin Calabro's been replaced. We don't know by who
yet. We don't know by who.
He is gone.
Kevin tapped
coming.
Out of his own accord.
Calling it the Rose Garden,
would
I told
be the biggest
Dirk this
one.
Today and Johnny Ludwig yesterday. If I was uber rich and bought the team, I would end arena naming right deals and say, we're the Rose Garden. We're not for sale there.
Yeah, that would be my power ranking would be one Rose Garden, two throwback jerseys, three.
Jersey's bigger than the Rose Garden.
Is it for you?
I mean,
it's we call it the Rose Garden anyways, I
the
guess.
The easiest thing you could make the most money on.
Three would be the Barrett replacement of Calabro. Which one am I missing here? Four Chalupas. I prefer orange chicken at this point. And
the food thing needs to happen. It's
last
stupid.
Would be Roy and Aldridge numbers retired. Whatever. You do it, that's fine. I'm not losing sleep.
Aldridge will get retired. I don't know if Roy will, and that's a debatable topic.
No.
But help build the district.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big one.
The biggest thing he could do is to make this lease negotiation period, work period, shorter than is expected, get the damn thing done, and start focusing on...
Start really, yeah. Honing in on the
honing in on the district and whatever they're going to do to upgrade Moda and all of those. The sooner he does that, and there's a 20-year lease signed...
Yeah.
That's what will start to turn fans around.
Agree with you completely. Mail sack question. Yesterday's chess discussion got me thinking about a four-man bracket competition at the Fan. Swag is the one seed. Sprague is the two.
I would not be a one seed.
Just reading the text. Who is the three and the four? Rop, Brandman, Dave Kinsella. That's a random shout out. Call it the Castle Piece Showdown.
David Kinsella playing chess?
I have no idea who plays
chess. I don't know.
Usually,
who plays
the people that play chess are not necessarily the people you would tab initially.
Who else do we think can play? I know Danny Meringue would claim he could play very elite chess.
Probably won state championship.
He'd probably beat that Magnus guy in a tournament at one point.
It would not surprise
Queen's Gambit
me.
Queen's Gambit was based off his life.
Well,
it would not surprise me if P. Harris turned out to be a chess player.
Oh, okay.
Casey would probably tell you he's great at chess and he should be given more consideration for being great at chess.
Okay.
He seems to be kind of the sparky in the building that loves to do that on every topic.
Throw his name out
when
there.
We just jokingly talked about Schultze wanting to have sex with me for my body. I walked out to go pee and Casey got mad that he wasn't considered to have sex with more. And I was like,
I had a full body
all
hunger for 2 weeks.
That's the one you get offended
That's
by,
That's the
huh?
thing. You can have it, dude. Go.
Schultze does want you. He wants a piece of Sprague.
I don't think I should be a two seed.
You don't want to be the two seed? Well, that's the hard part is nobody's
cocky,
really
cocky, sniffing swag. That's it.
Nobody's really deserving of a one or a two seed in a chess tournament, as far as I know. Again, maybe it's Patrick Harris. Maybe he's elite at it.
I will sit down and take on the challenge, but I in no way, shape, or form.
I'm going to move my castles all over your castle.
Are you wearing your glasses while we play?
No.
Oh, man, I got a chance to beat you.
Yeah. Glasses are intimidating.
You wear glasses, I think you're going to beat me.
That's intimidating.
Every time.
P1 Tanner, mail sack question. I may be late, but if Jed York's spending $140 on his hookers, how much is Tommy Tunickle spending on his? His guess was $20.
He's getting the Boom Boom Sisters 2 for $50.
Now, it should be noted we have clarification from the trailer park.
Yeah,
is that
correct? Yeah, I need to go find this. So this was from Pro Football Talk.
They're trying to say no hookers here?
Well yeah,
the mobile home is trying to be exonerated out of this deal.
Well, the Wheat Hill mobile home community.
Wheat Hill. Is it Wheat? Are there wheat fields over there?
If you live in Wheaton mobile home community in East Palestine, are you
wheat,
like, holy crap.
Wheat Hill. Two words. Wheat Hill.
I've been living here this whole time.
Right,
Sydney's only charging $140. How did I not know?
Why am I spending this on OnlyFans?
Come on.
So anyway, there was a message on the Facebook page for the community said, quote, I just got off the phone with the chief of police for East Palestine. That's Chief Weingart. And according to the chief, Jed York was arrested in the park because that's where he happened to get pulled over.
So he was driving by a trailer park, got pulled over.
So correct. He's not going to
they
the
were not
home,
using yeah. addresses in the park as part of the sting operation from the police.
When did he solicit the prostitute then?
Well, I think that was an online
yeah.
commitment deal.
Okay. So this is from the community's website, quote, Wheat Hill mobile home community is a clean, quiet, and affordable place to call home. This is not the type of place that Jerry Springer would ever find people to be on his show.
I also, can I add in as somebody who lived in a mobile home community not
yes.
called Wheat Hill.
There was no Wheat Hill in
Park
Rose.
No, there was no Wheat Hill. Don't call it a trailer park.
Mobile home community
and trailer park are yeah. two different things that the mobile home community does not appreciate.
They don't want to be called a trailer park.
So one year we were living in one.
I mean, I can make sense. I get it.
And I had friends with me. We were walking back from, you know, we probably walked to like a Jack in the Box or something. And we were yeah. walking back. And, you know, at this point in my life, it's, Sprague is getting made fun of for where he lives.
Yeah.
And he kind of deserved it. He made fun of his friends, and now his friends were like, hey, we're going to tow your home away.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of jokes were made.
Sure.
And we were about to get to my mobile home, and I was like, oh, dude, this trailer park. And I just shook my head, and literally an old guy, it's a mobile home community. And I just looked over, and I was like, okay.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just asking.
Nobody's backing up the truck to tow you away. They're going to have to lift and place on the truck. You're not just hitching it and walking out.
It's a mobile home community.
That's an underrated, talked about deal.
It's fair. I get it.
For people that live in the mobile home community.
I get it. Mail sack question. Took my annual trip to my local Burgerville for Marion Berry milkshake this weekend.
Oh,
and
oh,
it
there
was
you go.
Bleeping perfect.
Yeah, okay.
My question is, what is your favorite flavor of milkshake outside of the standard chocolate and vanilla? I'm leaning more into like, you always want to buy your kids a treat, special occasions, right? Or they've been good. Like, you know, we got a lot of ice cream places in the neighborhood. I'll tell you what, man, the milkshake, much more convenient than an ice cream cone.
Oh, I was
like,
literally going to say the opposite. It's
really?
The most overrated ice cream thing.
Oh, I love milkshakes.
Give me a sundae.
Right.
Give me an ice cream
Well, the
cone.
Milkshake with younger kids because you have a lid and a
yes,
straw.
Yes, this is my point.
And there's
like, dude, when
limited
I give him
amount
ice cream,
of damage they can do. You
it
got
is
a cone. Either one, the ice cream falls off the cone, then they start screaming and
That's
I have
happened.
To go buy another
on the
one.
That's
or
happened.
Two, it melts all over everything and then
everything's washed.
You're
and
cleaning
You're throwing
everything.
Them into a tub of water the second you get home.
Look, you're not wrong on some of these points. There's nothing more uncomfortable than the dad having to tell the little child, hey, do this.
Like this. Turn it. Keep licking.
Lick and turn. Lick and turn.
Get that tongue working.
But it's not my look. I'll go strawberry, classic strawberry with real strawberry milkshake is a staple for me.
Yeah.
I almost never go milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
I just like prefer the blizzard. The blizzard is better than the milkshake.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
But as far as non-standard, the shamrock, the mint shake, like the mint shake.
God, that's a great call.
It's really refreshing.
I love mint flavored ice cream.
I'm a basic B. Like, every time I do get a milkshake, it is just simply chocolate. But I remember liking strawberry milkshakes. Like, we just got milkshakes a couple weeks ago, and I just was like, give me a chocolate milkshake. It's easy. I like it. It's good.
Housed it.
I absolutely did, dude. That thing was gone a block and a half away from the ice cream place. Let's skip one more in here, and then we'll get to the other side of the sack. Mail sack question. My dad recently passed, and I want to spread his ashes on a golf course. Do I spread them on a course we played together, or do I spread them on a course we wanted to play together, like Bandon or Pebble Beach?
Here's a tough question for you. One,
like, sorry for your loss, RIP.
Sorry for your loss.
We're all dreading that day. If Teddy Ballgame does this, I'm going to be crying from heaven.
So here's my take.
Yes.
You give a different take. Where did you make more memories with your dad? And I'm going my local Muni that we played religiously.
Yes, you grew up on with him.
You know, Torrey Pines, I just saw it, beautiful. I can't imagine what Augusta looks like. Like, I've been at band and I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But if he didn't play it, I just think it means you're probably going to play that local Muni more than you'll play these extravagant places.
Without a doubt.
And if you're ever at hole 7 in an off area where there's hardly any golf balls that you spread it, you always go hole 7. You'll
remember
think
the spot, and you'll see where it
man.
Is.
Like, yeah. I would lean with where I made the most memories with my dad, not a course he didn't play.
Yeah, put me down at Eastmoreland.
What hole?
This
is an interesting question.
That is a great question. I hadn't thought about that.
Am I feeding you to the carp?
No, I don't want to be in the water. I don't want to be in the water.
Okay.
17 is a great hole. It's one of the best holes in the city of Portland.
Did you make an eagle on a par 5, or did you?
I have. I've eagled 11 a ton. Never eagled 13 before.
I know you love Eastmo. It also has some very forgettable holes.
Oh, without a doubt.
Standard straightaway.
Without a doubt, for sure. I don't know if I'd go anything on the front. Definitely not 7. 7's a
nothing on the
bear.
Front?
I think I would go 17. I think I'd go 17.
Where? By the creek?
No.
Because that's not, nobody's going by the creek.
No, it's the one where you hit over the water.
Yeah. But
I would
the creek down the hill.
I'd go somewhere around the tee box. Spread me around the tee box.
So that's just going to be your ashes, not actual sand in the tee box?
That's me, baby. Go make a birdie. Make me proud, Spring.
My mom weirdly had a request on this because she's making me the executor of her will. And I'm like, Mom, you live in a mobile home and have no money. I don't think you need an executor for this. We're throwing away all this crap. Okay? She goes, well, Brandon, would you just listen to my request?
Can you drive the mobile home out of there? Do you not want the mobile home?
No.
No?
No, it
Does
needs
she own it?
Flooring. Yeah. No, yeah. She's okay. Well, she pays for it.
Okay.
Anyway. And devastating for me to say, Mom, you are broke.
Yeah,
I don't need to be executor. You want me to divide the $35 you're going to leave us? Let me divide that evenly by 4. Okay, I'll get on that. Anyways, she's like, going to have ashes. And I go, where do you want me to spread you? In the ocean? Like, what do you want? She goes, no, God, no. Terrified of the ocean.
Get me out of there.
You're dead.
Yeah, I don't think you...
She goes, I really want you to put me on a hiking trail near Mount Rainier. And I go, you don't hike. She goes, it makes me feel more safe to know I'm up in the woods than out in the ocean. You don't hike. You're dead.
It'd be one thing if you were hiking. Like, I get the point. If I'm a hiker, spread me on a hiking trail.
She doesn't hike. Dude, she...
That'd be like me saying, spread me in Timberline. You don't ski or snowboard. Nah, but I like the movie.
God bless my mom. This is my mom after we walk a mile.
We're almost done. Sounds like me.
I'm like, Mom, we've walked a half mile.
When's the downhill part coming in?
It's flat. We're walking flat. It's flat. Hiking trail. Guess who has to hike? Me. I'm going to have to use what you've given me financially with this $35 for a parking fee.
That's fantastic.
Passing it down, man, one generation after another.
Just promise me if I do die and you're still working in radio and you get a press pass, go spread me a little bit on Autzen. I want to be a little bit on the field. Just a little bit. Just a little dusting. Put some in your pocket.
You want me to spread you?
Put some in your pocket. Make it look like a little cocaine baggie.
Can I put you at the back end outside of the stadium, like against the wall?
No, dude, no.
You want to
be on
the field?
That's a no count. I don't want to be outside. I want to be able to watch the games. Put me on the field.
How am I supposed to do this? I have to touch your ashes.
You just have a little baggie.
No, you got to go like Shawshank when they took all the...
Oh, the rock?
Yeah. Cut some pockets out.
Thank you, Swag. And you're just walking, lifting them up step by step. Or little baggie, you're tying your shoes. And all of her tire shoes.
Do you have any request of where?
I don't care where on the field, as long as it's on the field.
Well, but like, would you think being in the end zone or the 50 or like the Oregon sidelines, the tunnel area, what would be the coolest
preferably thing? Either end zone would be fine. In an end zone, I want somebody to score a touchdown on me.
Okay. You're not really being specific. There's got to be a side of the end zone that's more memorable for you.
I don't think there is. They go because they go both ways on each field.
Ah, okay.
Well, you go back.
I know, but like, when did they score a key touchdown? Is my point.
They've scored a lot of touchdowns.
Was there a memorable touchdown on one side or the other?
No, I don't think.
What was
really.
The cat's name that won against Washington in double overtime?
Verdell. Yeah.
Verdell. Where did Verdell score?
That was opposite of the tunnel that they run in. So it was over there. So you could.
That was a cool game.
You could do that one. That's cool.
That was payback for the 70-0 game.
Although it was Mario, so you know we kind of forgot. Wow. Anyways, more mail sacks to come. We'll get to the rest of your questions next on The Fam.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back in. 9:30 on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Dirt and Sprague here, 105.1 The Fan. The firm of Patrick Harris is coming up at the top of the hour. We will close our show today with some fun with audio. We have not gotten to one bit of audio out of the college football world. And Jameis Winston's done it again.
Well, it's football season.
It is. It's football, baby. Can't wait to wake up Saturday and watch football. Let's get some more mail sack questions in, shall we? Mail sack question. If you guys aren't able to play copyrighted music, how are you able to play Come and Get Your Love at the end of the show? It is not, I'll just answer that one.
Yeah.
It's not a radio thing. It's a YouTube thing.
Yeah.
And so people complain about YouTube, the stream getting cut off early.
That's a big complaint for our show. They really hate you for that, actually.
We have tried to respond to everybody that has asked why that is the reason why, because we don't want to change that song as the close song, and so that we end the – you miss me saying thanks for listening to the show.
I have to
tune in tomorrow
at 6
o'clock.
I have to do a little dance in here depending on what we want to play. And
Well, I miss our open song, too.
We still play the open song.
Oh, you're right. We do.
We play the open song. I just
shows how much I pay attention to
I bring
open.
It down very quickly.
All right. You played an audio clip earlier, and I thought they were talking about a different quarterback. It happens to the best of us. Mail sack question. Would you rather know all the languages in the world?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or be able to talk to animals, and why?
Oh, I want
to
talk to animals.
Every language or Dr. Doolittle?
Every language in the world.
Dr. Doolittle.
I go Dr. Doolittle, too.
Yeah, I want to save the world.
Now, for the traveling purposes, I certainly understand.
Mm-hmm. I can go
anywhere and fit in anywhere and communicate with anybody would be an incredible thing. To have one conversation with my dog.
The dog, huh?
Yeah, that's where I would go.
I'd want to ask a lot of wild animals, like, hey, what do you guys need us to do?
Hey, ooh, what help?
What's hurting us right now?
Help me help you.
The waters. It's sinking, man. We have no water.
I talk to those coyotes that get introduced to my neighborhood and say, if you kill the skunks, I'll throw you a ribeye once a week.
Who would be the most annoying animal to talk to, probably? Probably a bird, right? Just
squirrel.
Doesn't shut up the whole time.
A squirrel. Yeah. Nuts, 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 nuts. Give me my nuts. I need my nuts.
Well, yeah, you certainly have your stupid animals you talk to.
There's a lot of bird brains out there, man.
You know, like, hey, hummingbird. Hey, man, see you later. Just a crackhead locally in the neighborhood.
When you're
just looking for that hit. You got that hit? Where's the flowers at?
When your brain's the size of a cashew, there's not a lot being retained there.
The woodpecker just going away on a tree in your neighborhood.
Oh, it's fantastic. Mail sack, youth sport you would refuse or question your kid picking? I wouldn't refuse any of them. That's bad parenting. Question?
I'm grateful that I didn't have kids to play baseball. And I have two egregious sport things.
I get the argument. I understand it.
Okay, I'm going to throw this at you, let you noodle.
Travel ball's out of control.
Yeah.
It's out of control.
And everybody that says, well, I'm not really going to do it like that. It's like, no, once you get in it,
No, that's how the system works.
So one kid I know of had to play a tournament this past weekend in Seattle after they went on vacation. Got back, instantly drove to Seattle. There was a stipulation that if they would have won their game Sunday, they had to play Monday at 11.
How's that possible?
Which means
that should be illegal.
You would have had, they would have had to have got another night at a hotel for over 200.
That's illegal. That should be illegal. Lock them up. Lock them up now.
Yes. And then I just found out yesterday that somebody I know, their kid is doing fall baseball and flag football. And flag football. So it's baseball Monday, flag Tuesday, baseball Wednesday, flag Thursday.
But don't they both have games on the weekends?
Fall ball, baseball doesn't do as many games.
Yeah.
Flag is on Saturday.
I did 1 year of fall ball. It sucked.
The football practice, and this is an elementary school kid, 7 to 9 p.m.
That should be illegal.
And I just...
That should be illegal.
We're all thinking and feeling the same way, largely about this, and I don't know why we're not...
Getting home...
Getting
practice
in arms.
Is over at 9 o'clock at night.
I say coming night. Home.
For an elementary school-age kid.
Kid's hungry. He's going to want a little something
this
to eat.
He's not going to bed till after 10 o'clock.
Now it's 10 o'clock. If they have any... Well,
that
hopefully,
is inexcusable, dude.
It's egregious. Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Hopefully, there's time after they get home from school if there's any homework. And I don't think there's a lot of homework at elementary school anymore. Yeah. So.
My wife was asking the soccer one. Is like, wouldn't you do it if you thought your kid could get a scholarship? And I go, no. No. I did local basketball tournaments like Lake Oswego, Beaverton, Clackamas. That was all I was willing. I'm not doing... Fly to California, fly to Tucson.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Dude, don't get caught in that trap. That's your vacation. You want your vacation to be weekend getaway at fill-in-the-blank crap town?
For the next 7 years.
And like, some people just will always do it. They'll always say yes. They'll keep, my kid. Dude, stop with the parent guilt. You did it as a kid. You had your season, and then you had your off time.
And then you were done. You were fine. It was okay to be bored from time to time, too, as a
Burnout's
kid.
Burnout's like, real, man.
You find a way to keep yourself entertained. Yeah, there's a balance. There's nothing that I would refuse. There's certainly some that I would not be like. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. Like, if Teddy Ballgame becomes a swimmer and you're sitting in a in an indoor pool for, like, 6 hours waiting for, like, 5 minutes worth of events.
Oh, that's like a track tournament. You know, you find out like, when they're going, you
those
just kind
of
walk
the
away.
The rest of them, I understand all of your concerns and fears, and they are very real because I don't know if baseball will be a part of our future or not, but if it is, I'm already kind of dreading what that lifestyle's going to be. Like, what are you doing this weekend?
Because where are you going to draw the line?
Driving to Chehalis, you know, like.
That might be what it is, and that's different. That's at least somewhat regional.
Right.
If Teddy Ballgame is in baseball and he's good, and then like, hey, this team is inviting him in, and that turns into, yeah, you know, we have tournaments down in Redding.
Right, how far are you willing to go?
We have a tournament in Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, like, when do you say no?
Yeah, I'm following my nieces and nephews because they're obviously a little bit older and all into sports, and their calendars never stop. Like, it's you know, never ends. The furthest they've driven, they've had one or two lacrosse tournaments in Bend that they've done.
Yeah, that's normal.
And that's normal.
Usually tournaments, Bend is like a hub for
like
state tournaments.
Spring, state
whatnot.
Tournaments, yeah. Whatever, you go out and play kind of at the end of the year. My nephew's had some soccer, like he had one kind of up at a thing near the mountain but not fully on the mountain. So you're a little over an hour, give or take, to get up there. Those are about the furthest that they've traveled for events. Like, there has to be a line. There has to be a perimeter of how far you're willing to go and how much money you're willing to spend because the entire thing's out of control.
We probably did 5 straight seasons of basketball with my oldest, and my youngest has gotten into basketball. And so I was coaching. It's like one season went in, it's like right into the next season. And I kind of took the stance of my kid wanted the time off. And I, you know, my kid's not going to the WNBA and not a D1 basketball player by any stretch, but I hope she plays in high school. And just because I like kids to be a part of teams, I think it's really important to learn how to be on a team.
Learn friendships, how to get along,
Absolutely.
Work together, all
and
of the values that come with it.
Yeah, I love the values that sports teach, but we took the summer off and I haven't batted an eye, dude. I had real burnout from coaching it.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody tells you they never burn out in coaching is either a terrible coach or lying to themselves. I had burnout. I think my kid had burnout, and it's been
nice. It was a grind. You take a break, and now all of a sudden, maybe there's that appetite again. We go back to our childhoods, I think, when we had this conversation of, like, I was always, my entire life, even through high school, I was, until, like, the reality of I'm never going to play that sport again kind of hit me. I couldn't wait for the season to be over to a certain extent in every single one because I was excited for the next one. You're like, oh, I'm kind of ready for that sport to start.
Yeah.
And then you get to the end of like summer ball and baseball and you're like, dude, if I got to put on this catcher's gear one more time, I'm never going to play baseball again. But football would start. You'd be excited. And then you get to the end of football season. You'd be like, all right, I'm kind of worn out now. We haven't won a game. Let's go do whatever. Like you just move on to the next one. So yeah, the burnout thing is definitely real. I wouldn't refuse anything, but there's certainly some I wouldn't be super excited about. Two more quick ones. Mail sack question. Have you ever found yourself at a store or other public place and from a distance you see somebody you know who you don't necessarily dislike, but you're just not in the mood to give them a big chat right now? How extreme are the lengths that you would go to avoid having to talk to them?
So they haven't seen me. I've seen them.
No, it's basically like you see somebody, and if you run into them, you know it's going to be a conversation, and you're like, I don't want to do that right now.
Well, you have to just be able to rip the cord without feeling guilty. This goes back to parent guilt. It's the same thing. You can't have social guilt. So you can say hi, exchange pleasantries, but if they start morphing into a super long conversation, like, dude, this sounds great. Let's catch up soon. I have to actually go. I just got to pop in real quick.
Just grabbing two things and going.
Trying to get out of here, but yeah. It's good to see you again. You just have to do that. You can't feel guilty about it.
There are people that I would try to avoid if I see them. But not because I dislike them, just of like, I don't want to have that cup. What have you been up to? Well, you know, I hate that conversation.
Sometimes there's nothing, so it's just not much, man.
You know, I'm working.
You still doing the thing? You still at the 1080 fan?
You still doing the radio thing?
Yeah. Is that a career?
Now, do you have a podcast that I could listen to?
I know this kid. He loves sports. Could he come in and just watch you?
I love that idea of like the podcast. Like, you're not going to, you don't need to appease me by asking where can you find my podcast. I know you're not going to go listen to the show. It's okay.
My mom asked me this and goes, hey.
Where can I find it?
When we came back from San Diego, she goes, did you work today? And I was like, did you listen to the show? She starts laughing. You know when I'm working.
You can consume
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
Everybody else can skip work and nobody else knows.
Any day that I call out sick, I will get like five text messages of like, Dirt, you all right? And it's like, yeah, dude, I'm okay.
But that's how people know.
But that's how I'm not, hey, you're not at work. What's going on there? Why aren't you there? Last one, Millsack, one thing I wish we'd take from the World Cup is that when it was here, we said the game or match started at 12. It actually kicked off right at 12. Do you think America is too obsessed with pregame shows as opposed to getting things started on time? Yes, amen.
My team lost our first English Premier League match this past weekend. Leeds got us late with a goal. It's the best thing about watching soccer, and I know you won't jump on, but, dude, it's 7 a.m. start, 6 a.m. start. We're starting there.
They're gone.
There's nothing else.
90-ish minutes, you're done.
Dude, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
See you later next weekend. Absolutely. We lie about kick times and tip times and all that, and that should also be illegal. Thank you for the Sparta TRT Mail Sack every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and we love the segment. We will look forward to it. Brought to you by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life, SpartaTRT.com. Let's close up with some fun with audio and also, hey, maybe we were right. Next on The Fan.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y. And if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty. Last one for us today on a Tuesday. It has been a fun, busy, busy show. I wanted to read off some advice to Jason T. Swigart on turning the age of 55 from the fan text line that we got over the last couple of segments. Somebody said, not a senior discount, but Costco sells caskets online, so might as well grab that cash, get the cash back on it.
You got to be buried or burned?
No. You
want to be cremated? Yeah. Do you want to be spread anywhere in particular?
Where do you want us to spread you?
Where do you want me to spread you?
I don't know.
You haven't decided? Yeah, no thoughts?
Is there anywhere that like...
A vacation spot, a golf course, a Dodger Stadium? You go to Dodger Stadium and walk around the field?
They put you in a joint and smoke you?
Dude, I honestly thought about this.
Have you seen how high? That's how they pass Harvard.
That is true.
Maybe they just smoke dead presidents and they get help on tests. It's a great movie.
I think if I smoke swag, I'd get smarter. I feel like that.
No. Or you'd get things wrong, but you'd confidently say it. It'd be a real combination. he'd actually know the answer, and then he'd tell you the answer, be wrong. Like, yeah, an Oracle moment. Got super high on Jason there.
Somebody said there's a dispensary in McMinnville that gives a 55 and older discount. There, so if you're down in the McMinnville area looking for some, you know, for some weed, the Fred Meyer discount is only on Kroger products and Fred Meyer products, somebody said.
Okay.
God. What? I don't buy that crap.
What else do we got here? I'm just scrolling through. Killer Burger Rewards members with a free milkshake tomorrow. Oh, that's a milkshake text.
That's a milkshake.
Sorry, never mind. Ace Hardware in Sun River has a senior discount on the first Friday of every month.
All right.
So if you're visiting the kiddo and you want to go to Ace Hardware, who doesn't love Ace Hardware? This one did make me laugh out loud. If my dad wants his ashes spread when he passes, I know exactly where it's going. At 15 on Chambers Bay, he took a 17 after being stuck in the bunker and took 14 swings.
Dude, a 17. Ouch. That's how do you take 14 swings to get out of the bunker?
That's tough. That's
I think after four, I'm cutting my way out. You know what I mean? I'm just hitting that ball as hard as I can.
If I'm playing, yeah, I mean, I'm assuming it was a tournament. If you're up at Chambers Bay, maybe
you
not.
Just went up
maybe
to
you
play?
Just went up to play. If it's not a tournament setting and I take more than three shots to get out of a bunker,
yeah,
like you swing back at you,
you're throwing it out.
Swing back at you. Swing.
So you're playing with your friends. You guys are legitimately picking the ball out of the bunker after more than three swings?
After three, yeah.
Yeah, you're just
are you just taking a snowman on the hole and moving on in general?
Yeah, probably. Or give me a 10, double the par. I don't care. Yeah. Either way, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not carding a 17. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
The fourth one is either getting picked up and thrown on the green, or it's getting bladed so far over the green that it's going out of bounds. And either way, it's the same thing. Because usually if you chunk a couple and leave them in the bunker, they're just going to be right there.
What is the age we get you to finally dabble once?
You talking to me?
Oh, I'm talking to you.
You talking to me?
Talking to you?
Talking to me?
I don't know. It's probably more about situation than age.
Hmm.
You just got to find the right spot. Get him an Uber.
Day,
get him an Uber. We got to pick a good sporting event for him. I don't know what would be best for his fandom. But like a Stanley Cup final game on a sunny afternoon and swag's high
when
as
that
a
gummy
kite.
Hits.
I mean, it just, he's going to be locked in, dude.
His eyes are going to get so bloodshot when he does a gummy.
Swag, you even said a word in 25 minutes, man. Are you okay over there? You need any water? Talk about paranoid. It just means more down in the South.
Any bowl game playoff system, obviously, you're going to up security. I'm not sure that there was a hiring process of here we go with the FBI. I do think we probably have a current player whose dad just so happens to work for the FBI that lives in town, that from that standpoint, there was no measure to go, oh my gosh, here, come in from that standpoint. But no, obviously, anytime you get in that playoff system and you had guys from this building go to other places, you want to make sure it's secure for your players. Nothing from our standpoint, but the video access and everything else and all those things that you're doing regardless where you're at. I mean, that's no different when, you know, in the semis and the quarters, regardless where you're at, for the hotels that you're staying in. Like, you've got to up the security. People are in and out, and you're sweeping trash cans. I mean, that's been done for the history of ball. So, no, there was no hiring process of, hey, let's get the FBI in here. Holy cow. Let's start looking around. It wasn't anything like that.
Pete Golding responding to allegations that when Lane Kiffin left, they had the FBI come into their football facility and sweep the building for bugs because Lane Kiffin was trying to spy on them.
Paranoid line two.
Love it. And then how about this? He's the gift that keeps on giving. Talk about a future in broadcasting. He certainly has one. It was on display at the World Cup. Here is Jameis Winston in his pregame speech to the Giants.
I'm going to show y'all right now that you don't got to have a hype man to go out there and do your best and dominate. I don't got to go out there and scream to the top of my lungs for you to know it's a privilege to come out here wear this blue and go out there and take care of you and your family. All right? We in Miami, the stars out here, the sun going to be out. So we might as well take this little light of mine and let it shine. We might as well take this little light of mine and let it shine. Take advantage of the opportunity today. Let's go out there and dominate. All right? Dominate on three. One, two, three, dominate.
This little light of mine.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. It'd be funny if they all just busted it out.
That needs to happen. If you're going to give that as a pregame speech.
I tell you, that makes me feel good. Get ready for a football game.
I will let my light shine. Golden Corral probably has a 55 and older discount. Somebody texted in. Go check that one out.
Cracker Barrel got anything for you?
Although, in a fitting way to end the show, let's close here with this thought. Spread swag at Dodger Stadium so he'll finally get to watch a Game 7 of his team.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Swag. We love
there you.
Go. Happy birthday, buddy.
You doing anything fun today?
I got a Hops game tonight.
Oh, you're working tonight?
Yeah. They gonna shout? Did you shout yourself out?
You yeah. should.
Happy
birthday
know.
To me.
You're the PA guy. How do you not? And by the way, before
happy
first pitch.
To me.
Well, we don't. I don't announce the Fangrams anymore.
The big guys, 55.
So yeah, but I did that on my 50th birthday.
Yeah, you should.
You shouted do yourself out?
Yeah.
Wait, how did you do it?
I read it. I just read the Fangram, so I just read like third person.
Oh, did somebody buy it for you?
Yeah.
Oh,
but did
got
you
it,
say,
okay.
And happy 50th birthday to Jason Swigart?
I think it was Swag.
Okay. Yeah. To Swag. Yeah. That's me. Happy birthday, Swag. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of the show. We go to number 8 in the Dirty Pool tomorrow. Today was Oklahoma. Where are we going tomorrow?
Might be you gotta a rival.
Tune in.
I don't know.
Tune in to find out. We'll have more on everything else. And hope everybody enjoys their night in sports. Thank you so much for being a part of our Tuesday. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm of Patrick Harrison. Next, listen to 105.1 FM The Fan.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.